The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I know this is after the fact, but it's too good to not share. This is a black woman's view of the recent election. Ann Wortham is an associate professor of sociology at Illinois State University and a continuing visiting scholar at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. In the fall of 1988, she was featured in Bill Moyers' television series, A World of Ideas. In 2004, she was finally awarded tenures. Kudos to you, Jean Sandin, for sharing this gem with us. Fellow Americans, please know I am black. I grew up in the segregated South. I did not vote for Barack Obama. I wrote in Ron Paul's name as my choice for president. I do not require a black president to know that I am a person of worth. I cannot join you in your celebration. I feel no elation, there's no smile on my face, there are no tears of triumph in my eyes. For such emotions and behavior to come from me, I would have to deny all that I know about American race relations and all that I know about Barack Obama as a politician. I would have to deny the nature of the change that Obama asserts has come to America. I would have to evade your rejection of the slender stem of capitalism on which your success and mine depend. I would have to think it rational that 94% of the 12 million blacks in this country voted for a man because he looks like them, and that they were joined by progressive whites who voted for him because he does not look like them. I would have to wipe my mind clear of all that I know about the kind of people who have advised and taught Barack Obama and will fill posts in his administration, political intellectuals like my former colleagues at the Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. I would have to accept the premise of a man that economic prosperity comes from the bottom up, and who arrogantly believes that he can will it into existence by the use of government force or socialism. I would have to admire a man who thinks the standard of living of the masses can be improved by destroying the most productive and the generators of wealth. That's capitalism. Finally, Americans, I would have to erase the scene of 125,000 screaming, crying, cheering people in Grant Park, Chicago, chanting, "Yes, we can." So, you have made history, Americans. You and your children have elected a black man to the office of the President of the United States. The self-righteous in the suburbs can feel warm satisfaction for having elected a black person. You have elected not an individual who is qualified to be president, but a black man who promises to do something. But you have also foolishly traded your freedom and mine, what little there is left, for the chances to feel good. There is nothing in me that can share your happy obliviousness. Signed, Ann Wortham. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.